There, I'm Syl.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And this is yet another podcast. This is Syl. Sorry, but there's not going to be a bad fit today, nor is there going to be, unfortunately, a Stephanie. It's been a very hectic week for her since it's just about move-in time for her college. And her little brother is a college freshman this year, so he's actually moving in on the 22nd, which, you know, is the Wednesday we're putting up the podcast. So, sorry, but you just get me this week. And I wanted to take this opportunity to get some information out there to everyone who tunes in, and then I'll just move straight into a tip of the week. So, with only half the duo, the podcast should take just half the time. Yay! For those of us with busy schedules with school starting and everything. But before the fun silly willy tip, aka one of my personal pet peeves, I'll get the boring part out of the way. First, a big thank you to Jamie Watson. He is, for those of you who don't know, he is the musical genius behind our theme song. So clap it up, even if he can't hear you. I also just wanted to thank our listeners, you guys, just for tuning in to our babble week after week. We know that we've got a pretty small pool of listeners, but we like to think that eventually we will get out there and have more people learning how to be better writers. We really just want to help you guys. So, anyway, as you all know, we've been using the Podomatic website to host our little podcast. And it's a pretty efficient site, and it was pretty convenient when we found it. But, we've hit a snag. Stephanie and I have reached the 2 gigabyte limit for unpaid members, so after this week, we either move or we start paying. Since Stephanie and I are both very broke college students, and we highly doubt there are any millionaires listening in week after week, we have decided to move. So, starting next week, our podcast will be on a website called TalkShoe, which will be a lot of fun because it actually gives Stephanie and I the opportunity to do live podcasts with you, our listeners. I guess they're called calls. I have no idea how it works yet, and neither does she. But we'll figure it out somehow. Drugs, magic, I mean, something's bound to work. So, next week is moving day. Our iTunes feed is also going to be adjusted, and there's no simple way to do this through the Podomatic website, so we're going to have to take everything down, and you guys will have to resubscribe to the new one. We'll provide a link to the feed on our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our DeviantArt page. What? You didn't know we had all that? Wow. On DeviantArt, just go to yetanotherpodcast.deviantart.com. That's DEVIANT.com. And on Facebook, just search Yet Another Podcast. You should all be pretty familiar with the artwork, which I totally forgot to thank. I forgot to thank Stephanie's little sister, Jess, for doing that brilliant artwork that you guys see every week. That is our everything. It's our Facebook picture, it's our DeviantArt picture, it's our Twitter picture, it's obviously the podcast picture. She did a fabulous job, and we will love her forever. So, anyway, on Twitter, our handle is We Are Yap, So we are YAP. And yeah, the information provided to one place is pretty much provided on them all. So if you don't do Facebook, you can tweet. If you don't tweet, you can watch DA. Any sort of combination. I mean, you can watch all three if you want. I'm sure we won't mind. But there will be reference lists going up on Facebook and DA of awesome websites you guys can check out that'll help you with your writing. From grammar tips to spelling tips to punctuation and proper capitalization and what have you. We'll try to find it. And if any of you aspiring writers have places you'd like to check out regularly that you feel have really helped you, drop us a line. Let us add you to the list. And if you are a beta reader and you want to help people, we can add you to that list as well as soon as we get it up and running. And as a side note, also coming soon is a tribute to one of the main inspirations of this podcast, Mr. Jack Douglas. If you don't know who he is, you must find out. You must. Just check out Jack's Films, JACKSFILMS, on YouTube, and you'll be able to find his parodies and sketches and music videos. He does the what the blanket, you guys. He's the one. He does it. I didn't add the bleep thing because I'm lazy this week, but seriously. He does that, and I had no idea that it was him at first, and now I know, and it's like, oh my God, it's Jack, I love you. But for us, the biggest deal is his Your Grammar Sucks playlist. He's been doing these videos for a little over a year now, and basically every Friday, if he gets them done. He reads off these really bad comments people leave on YouTube, Facebook, or wherever. So help him clean up YouTube, and seriously, just go check his stuff out. He's hilarious. And we will be doing, again, we'll be doing a tribute to specifically Your Grammar Sucks fairly soon. Or, you know, at least I will. I have to find some more Bekkais who will be willing to help out. But more details on that to come at a later time once more details have been hammered out and if anybody shows an interest in that. And I think that that's all the boring stuff. I think I've gotten all the thank yous and all the little. Remember, follow us on Facebook, yet another podcast, DeviantArt, yet another podcast, and Twitter, we are Yap. So yeah, I think that's all the boring stuff, and so now we'll have some fun. Maybe. I might offend someone. You should probably stop listening now, except don't, because that's rude. Tip time! Alright, so this week's tip is loose versus lose. And this is a big one for me. It is my number one pet peeve when reading, when reading anything. It's a common mistake, but I hate it. It's my number one, bros. Out of all these podcasts and all of the bad fic, nothing gets me like this, and I see it all the time, and I hate it. I mean, I don't really think that it's this big of a deal for Steph, but wow, I just can't stand it. I really, really can't. It's probably been my biggest thing since I started reading fan fiction. And there are other versions of this mistake, but loose and lose are the most common ones of this particular mistake. Ugh. First of all, loose has two O's. It means that something isn't as tight as it should be. It is loose. It's an adjective, free or released from an attachment, a loose end. Something free from restraints. A bear set loose into the wild. Not bound. Wearing your hair loose. Loosely. Looseless. To loosen is to let loose. I could go on for days and hours about what loose is. So let's switch to lose. Lose has one O. It means that you didn't win. You lose. A verb. You misplace something. What'd you lose? How'd you lose your house? It's a freaking house. How did it get lost? This isn't Wizard of Oz. Misplaced. Lost. To totally fail. You are such a loser. To fail, to preserve or maintain, to lose your balance, lost your mind. To lose out, to lose face, loses, lost, losing, loser, lose. It is not loose. They are two different words. Two different. They're not even the same part of speech. So stop it. You adding that extra O just looks stupid. Loose has two, lose has one. It's very easy. I mean, if you're unsure, look at dictionary.com. Look at, get this, an actual dictionary. Loose and lose are two different words. End of story. It drives me crazy. Please stop it. I can't stress it enough. Just stop. Seriously. Just loose and lose are two different words. There are other examples that I can't think of right now. I'm sure Stephanie would be able to think of them because she's probably the smarter of the two of us. But really, 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 loose and lose are two different words. They really are, I promise. I know that there's a lot of people who don't believe that. Who I have gotten into arguments with people. No, you spell loose with two O's. You spell loose with two O's. No. No, you don't. It's not a word. Or it's not the same word. See, I can't even rant properly without Stephanie. But seriously, that is my number one pet peeve, and you guys need to just stop it. Loose. Two O's. Lose. One O. Alright? It's that easy. I promise. It is just that. Just stop. Stop it. Stop. And before I pop a blood vessel, that's it for me, everybody. Which means that is it for yet another podcast this week. Maybe Stephanie will do a solo podcast sometime soon wherein she gets to share her number one peeve with you guys. Because I'm sure as a writer she has one. I think most writers do. And if you guys do, let us know. We will also add that to our lists. Maybe. I don't know. I have to discuss the lists with Stephanie. And next week, we will go back to normal. We've got the bad fic already selected and are more than ready to tear it a new one. So, thanks for tuning in, you guys. Sorry I couldn't have been more entertaining. I hope I was entertaining. I hope you enjoyed my babbles. La la la. Alright. Bye!
And that's all we have for this week, you guys.
Don't forget to like yet another podcast on Facebook, where you'll find all of our news and be able to post your bad fic suggestions.
See you back here next Wednesday.